All right, we have a lot of breaking news to cover and no time to waste. In just one moment, I'm going to show you leaked emails from Jeffrey Epstein that place a key member of Trump's orbit at Epstein's Island. Now, it's up to you to speculate what happened at this closed-door meeting at Epstein's Island, but I do want to present to you the emails that we now have our hands on. First, you guys all know that Trump has not been seen in front of any cameras for 6 days. It had been 6 days since the press pool saw him, since any reporters in D.C. saw him, and since he did an on-camera press interview. In fact, the last clips of him that we saw were rather weird and bizarre. He was stuttering and repeating himself a lot, but I do want to report that today we do have photos of Donald Trump. In this photo, he's about to head to the golf course on Saturday morning. Of course, the president of the United States was not able to end the strikes on Ukraine done by Russia, or the strikes on Gaza done by Israel, or the tariff war that he himself started. No. He's not prioritizing that. He is prioritizing golfing on this Saturday morning. Golfing, every once in a while, isn't inherently bad. Lord knows that Obama golfed, but the extent and the repetition of Trump's golf pattern is absurd. You're the president of the United States. You haven't solved any of the problems you've claimed. In fact, you've made them worse and inflamed them. And we just see this.
Bravo. Hi, Mr. President.
Are you going to lower prices, Trump? 72% of Americans say that this administration should focus more on lowering prices. Instead, Trump is tweeting about Taylor Swift and the Washington Redskins for some reason and mobilizing the National Guard. It is absolutely absurd. He's not looking too good today. Here's Aaron Parnas breaking down the news.
We have some news right now. A photograph of Donald Trump has been taken this morning per the White House pool, the press pool, which is traveling with Donald Trump. Here's what we know according to Barak Ravid, who's a senior Axios reporter. The White House pool report has issued the following statement. Pool photograph snaps picture of POTUS in white polo shirt and red MAGA hat with black pants. POTUS motorcade began rolling at 8:45 a.m., which is about 30 minutes ago.
Very solid reporting from Aaron Parnas. Trump has officially been found. It's weird to say, but the president of the United States has once again been found. While he was gone, we got this new article titled Leaked Emails Reveal Jeffrey Epstein's Connections to the Surveillance Industry. And this one is quite interesting. After his first arrest for sex crimes, Jeffrey Epstein tried to get into a new line of work. Surveillance. In 2015, he partnered with former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak to invest in a security tech startup called Rapporti Homeland Security, now known as Carbine. Leaked emails show that Epstein was using Barak to seek out opportunities in the surveillance industry and build connections with powerful figures around the globe, including American businessman Peter Thiel. Now, if you recognize the name Peter Thiel, he co-founded PayPal. He co-founded Palantir, but he's also the billionaire who bankrolled J.D. Vance's entire political career and also played a key role in backing Donald Trump's campaign. So before we even dig into the emails that I'm about to show you in just 1 second, just keep this in mind. The man who bankrolled J.D. Vance ever since 2011, I believe, the reporting was that in 2011, Peter Thiel saw J.D. Vance and said, I'm going to make this person the president of the United States someday. So they ran for Senate in Ohio. They won due to the money. They've already gotten rather close to their goal. I mean, say what you want. I'm not a fan of Peter Thiel, but J.D. Vance is 41 and he's the vice president of the United States. So Peter Thiel has been pushing for this for a decade and they are succeeding. But here's the thing. Trump and Vance promised repeatedly on the campaign trail that they would release the Epstein files. It was one of their main pushes. We're going to be transparent. We're going to release the files. We're not going to be like the Biden admin, the deep state, the swamp. But the moment they got into power, it all fizzled. And now we see that some of their biggest donors, biggest bankrollers, people in Trump's orbit, including Trump himself, were so tightly entrenched that it's obvious why they're not releasing the files. You know what's interesting? Usually politicians, and it's not ideal, but usually politicians are more beholden to their donors. You know, like, oh, my donor doesn't want me releasing this or saying this, so I'm not going to. But Trump seems to be beholden to his own past. It's not some donor, well, it could be donors as well, but it's primarily not some donor that's the problem when it comes to Epstein. It's Trump's own behavior himself. There are hundreds of photos of Trump and Epstein. There might be more photos of Trump and Epstein than of me and my own grandpa. So it's not some donor that's holding him back. It's Trump himself. I digress. Now let's talk about the Peter Thiel emails. This reads, after he was first caught sexually exploiting teenage girls, Epstein pled guilty to soliciting prostitution in 2008. He served a little over a year in detention before getting a sweetheart deal cut with Alex Acosta, the same Alex Acosta who would then go on to work in the Trump administration. Yes, that Alex Acosta let Jeffrey Epstein off easy. Meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein invested his wealth in a bunch of bizarre projects, a ranch to breed women, efforts to identify a mysterious particle that might trigger the feeling someone is watching you. So this dude is very, very into surveillance and surveilling people. These leaked emails show that Epstein was also interested in more mundane means of spying and manipulating people, which overlapped with technology as governments often pursue. Let's break these down, but first, can I just remind you who Peter Thiel is? He was the man who was asked, hey, you would prefer the human race endures, right? And he can't give a straight answer. Just listen to this clip.
You would prefer the human race to endure, right? You're hesitating.
Yeah, well,
Yes?
I don't know. I would...
This is a long hesitation. This is a long hesitation.
There's so many questions implicit in this.
Should the human race survive?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also would like us to radically solve these problems.
Why does he look so sickly and weird and sweaty in this? Like, he should have just said, yes, I also think the human race has problems we need to radically solve and change. Everybody thinks the human race has problems they need to solve, but you don't have to wait 25 seconds to say yes to this question. Now, to continue, there's a clip of him being asked if he's the Antichrist. This is the man who owns Palantir, by the way. Palantir is a surveillance company that is partnering with the government and with ICE to surveil immigrants and non-immigrants. It's scary, and this is the man that's running it.
This is my very specific question for you, right? Is that you're an investor in AI. You're deeply invested in Palantir, in military technology, in technologies of surveillance, in technologies of warfare, and so on, right? And it just seems to me that when you tell me a story about the Antichrist coming to power and using the fear of technological change to sort of impose order on the world, I feel like that Antichrist would maybe be using the tools that you were building, right? Like, wouldn't the Antichrist be like, great, you know, we're not going to have any more technological progress, but I really like what Palantir has done so far, right?
Yeah,
I mean, isn't that a concern? Wouldn't that be the irony of history would be that the man publicly worrying about the Antichrist accidentally hastens his or her arrival?
There are all these different scenarios. I obviously don't think that that's what I'm doing.
I don't think that's what you're doing either. I'm just interested in how you get to world willing to submit to permanent authoritarian rule.
Well, but again, there are these different gradations of this we can describe.
I'm going to be honest. Peter Thiel is a really rich figure who pops up in mainstream a lot, but I don't find him quite like fascinating. Like, he's taking these long pauses in this interview, like he's about to say something incredibly astounding, but he never says the astounding thing. He just takes the long pauses and it's just annoying. There's nothing like unique or fascinating or interesting about this figure. I feel like I could barely even hold the conversation with him if I met him. All right. To move on to the emails, now that you understand who he is, the owner of Palantir, the co-founder of PayPal, somebody who's bankrolled J.D. Vance's entire career and helped this push for Donald Trump in 2024, he was meeting with Jeffrey Epstein on his island. So Ehud Barak, the former prime minister of Israel, was very close friends with Jeffrey Epstein. This first email is from Ehud Barak to Jeffrey Epstein in 2014. So at the peak of this activity, he said, Jeff, hi. I've ended up misleading you mistakenly. Nilly sent it right. We are reaching JFK on Wednesday the 22nd on 6 a.m. and taking 2 hours later at 8 a.m. a flight to the islands. The flight lands in St. Thomas at 12:55. I'm still trying to arrange the security guys who will not come with us to the island. The security guys, they do not want there at the island. That was from Ehud Barak to Jeffrey Epstein. We have another email. Jeff, thanks. Peter Thiel could be very interesting, but I'm flying to Europe maybe next time. And then we see another chain of emails where they're talking about Peter Thiel. Ehud asks at the bottom, hey, I'll be there in 2 hours' time. He's probably going to stay until New York until Monday. Does it make sense to have a cup of coffee with him? Jeff says, yes, definitely after 3. This says, and before 6 p.m. Is Peter coming around 7 p.m.? Peter is Monday at 8, says Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, call you after the meeting, says Ehud Barak. And then finally, Ehud says, going to meet him for dinner tomorrow. He asked to bring another person with him. I don't know who slash why. I met him once in Davos some 2 years ago. Probably doesn't even recall it. Let's see. I was told by the host of the dinner that we will probably spend it just talking about geopolitics. It's a first date. I think he's of huge potential to accelerate things by the sheer reputation he'd got. No way it's a waste of time. Thus, I'm going to do it and we will see. I'll let you know. That was from Ehud Barak. So there's clearly some deeper surveillance operation going on here, not only with Ehud, but with Jeffrey Epstein and Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel is now spearheading Palantir's government contracts where they are spying on people. And Peter Thiel bankrolled the Trump campaign and J.D. Vance. So the question then becomes, like, listen, I'm not someone who really delves into conspiracies that much. I'm not somebody who will go and speculate and ask questions in my videos. Every single video I make is very fact-based and is based on reporting that has been vetted, and I'm not speculating. But I just wanted to make this video, and this part in particular, just to show you guys how many people have a vested interest in the Epstein files not releasing, who also have pull on the Trump administration. This is not me trying to speculate or say anything wild. I am just reading you these confirmed leaked emails. The emails that show Epstein setting up multiple dinners and strategy sessions with Barak and Thiel, and though some meetings seem to have fallen through in these emails, there were ongoing discussions about Epstein-linked projects reaching Thiel's venture capital firms. So Epstein starting some surveillance company and Thiel helping fund it, helping distribute it, helping make sure that it blows up and everybody uses it. So Epstein's efforts weren't about profit at this point. That's the key thing that I want to take. Epstein was already rich. This was about influence. This was about spying on people and having influence. Having influence by spying on people, by having dirt on people, or just using the leverage that you have available. Now Peter Thiel seems to be involved in some way. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.